You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
There are repercussions when organizations exaggerate or even outright lie about the conditions of circus animals.
Recently, a court has ordered the ASPCA to pay $9 million to Ringling Brothers for attempting to embarrass them over the care of their elephants.
According to Lieb, people love to see the animal acts at the circus. The Shrine Circus, he says, is largely animal-based, and there are no plans to change that. I'm Elisa Z.
In case you didn't know, March is National Kidney Month. Dr. Matthew Poppenroth with the Innova Health System says kidney disease can sneak up on you.
By the time you're having symptoms of kidney disease, which are things like fatigue, maybe loss of appetite, maybe some swelling in the feet and ankles, at that point, kidney disease is fairly far advanced.
Diabetes and high blood pressure are the top two risk factors for kidney disease. Dr. Poppenroth is on the board of the American Kidney Fund, which helps educate people on kidney disease. It is also doing kidney disease screenings this month in parts of the country. You can learn more at kidneyfund.org. You can find more special interest stories, news, and headlines on our website at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning. At 11:04, it is 41 sunny degrees in Flemington, and the forecast for today is fair and breezy with a high of 47. Tonight, it will go below freezing, so some of that melted snow is going to freeze again with a low of 24. Friday will be sunny with a high of 48, and then the rain moves in for the first part of your weekend. Heavy rain on Saturday with a high of 51. And Sunday will be high with, will be partly sunny with a high of 48.
Good morning and welcome to The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry, Jim Thatch, and special guest Carolina Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, Maker's Day is on March 21st, and you're not going to want to miss it. We'll give you all the details. The Friends of the HCL, the Friends of HCL book sale is on the horizon. The book drives are also approaching. We'll tell you when. I can't even read my
it's
own handwriting.
It's going to be one of those days, isn't it?
Well, jeez. I was trying to show my daughter how professional I was, and I'm bringing up the words that I... The
I'm
Friends of HCL book drives are also approaching, Jennifer. We'll tell you when and where to donate your used books, DVDs, and CDs. It's true, hard work never hurt anyone, but Jennifer figures, why take the chance? The AC Outdoor Art Show and Sale, Jennifer, this is awful. Can we start over?
No.
And DVD, new DVDs in our collection, March displays and more on today's library show. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
Carolina Thatch, of course, is...
Can I call you Kara?
Yes, you
Thank
may.
You.
Is on on spring break from college. Kara, where do you go to school?
Kutztown University.
No, I'm just okay.
So, where do you pay your bill, Jim?
Obviously, an impeccably bred young woman.
Despite your...
Had made Hunterdon County her
in
home.
Despite of your best efforts.
For her entire life.
Completely.
So we'll get her impression. We'll get her impressions of Hunterdon County. Like, actually, we'll start off right off the bat here. Where's your favorite place to get pizza in Hunterdon? We've talked about this on the show many times. Where's your favorite pizza in Hunterdon County?
Verami's, without a doubt.
She likes Verami's, which is actually walking distance of this radio station.
It is.
And what is your opinion of Verami's, Jennifer?
I like it very much.
That's one of your favorites, mm-hmm. too? Look at Verami's pizza, two votes.
Thumbs up.
I still vote for Joe's Pizza over on
They had a bad thing back in the early 90s. They had a bad patch. And I'm very sorry
Joe's
about...
Joe's had a bad patch?
Oh, yeah. I'm very sorry about one of your favorite restaurants.
Yes. Why don't we go right into the Surgeonsville Inn. It was destroyed by fire on March 9th. Kara's been there many times.
I drove by Monday and I see a police car. I'm like, what's going on? And gosh.
We could hear the fire trucks going by in the middle of the night that night. My wife is devastated, of course.
So that's the only place when my husband moved here in 1963 you could get pizza.
Really?
Was at the Surgeonsville Inn, yeah.
But and then it closed for a while, and this is new owners that opened it probably in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Late 90s?
Late 90s. I go to church with them, yeah.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. So for anyone interested that's listening, if you go on Facebook and like the Surgeonsville Inn, they have a page called Save the Inn, and they have like 5,000 likes already.
Wow.
So they've opened up a fundraising thing. They're trying to raise like $100,000 to help them. But then they're looking for fundraising events too, so kind of waiting it out a little bit. Well, the library might be able to help in some way. Right, Jennifer? I say right off the top. Community support, Jennifer.
That's right. That
serious at the Hunterdon
County
Library.
And Richard G., the station manager, he had artwork destroyed in the fire, of course.
I'm sure he did. That's right. Oh. I forgot about that.
He hung his artwork in the pub room. I know.
Ouch.
That was really, yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
I know.
So how can the Hunterdon County Library help the Surgeonsville Inn, our neighbors?
We'll have to think about that. Come up with something.
I think we should.
Okay.
Okay, we had programs this coming up this week, but we had one last night.
We had actually one Tuesday night, which I would like to just
all right.
briefly
We're starting
mention.
With Tuesday, 2 days ago. That's ancient history, Jennifer.
And it was an ancient program. It was Qigong and Meditation with Judy Hasen, who works with the new integrated medicine at the hospital. And it was about 28 people. It was going to be limited to 30. It was so well received. Everybody loved it. She talked about energy and gathering energy in.
Was this for what was the mean age of participants?
I'd have to say between 50 and 60.
Okay,
probably.
So it was an older crowd.
It was an older crowd.
So it's like not when I think of this, I think of like martial arts. It's not.
It's not. Everything builds on each other. But she talked a little bit about the history of Chinese medicine. But she talked a lot about energy, and she showed people, you know, showed us where to find our energy.
So this is holistic.
I don't think I'd call it holistic. Kara wouldn't either.
I think she might.
It's iffy.
No. Oh, thank you. If you have a green Toyota parked on Mine Street, your car alarm's going off.
Attention, listeners.
Every time he comes in and asks what kind of car, I get nervous.
By the way, real quick, if you're interested in calling the radio show, you want to pick Kara Thatch's brain or something like that. Our number is 908-237-0410. Is that correct, Jennifer?
I'm looking around. I don't see it anywhere.
I believe that is our phone number.
It is.
So feel free to call in. Kara, like I said, is a lifelong Hunterdon County resident. Went to Hunterdon Central High School. As did Jennifer Winberry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What else? What's so great about Hunterdon County, Kara? Why did you like growing up here?
Well, I know what I always miss at school is it's just always so pretty here. Like when I come home and driving like the country roads and stuff like that, it's just, you can't find it anywhere else, I think. I mean, especially for New Jersey, so many people write it off as being ugly. And then you come into Hunterdon County and it's one of the most beautiful places.
The Chamber of Commerce might use this as a soundbite, Jennifer.
I think so. Let Chris know. The box was just moving.
Oh, I think I kicked it.
Oh, okay.
I think I kicked the wire.
That maybe the ghost was here.
That's funny because that's kind of what drew me to Hunterdon County originally was
ghosts?
The...
No, your father talks about he got here and he saw the deer.
What?
Just the
I've
country.
I've never heard this story.
I liked it as compared to the shore, but there's not really mountains here, but it was more interesting landscape, like you said.
I just love forests.
Just like the country and the...
And I lived in Monmouth County a couple miles from him before I moved here.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Cool.
Kind of, she lived in the Shrewsbury.
The poor side of town.
But yeah, especially as a photographer, I really like the scenery around here.
Kara is majoring in photography at Kutztown University. Yeah. Actually, another program alert, we'll have our outdoor art show on June 13th, and Kara is the official photographer. Want to see some of her work? It's on our webpage right now and promoting last year's show and this year's show. And what brought you to Hunterdon County, Jennifer?
My father.
Oh, okay. You had no say in the matter.
I had no say in the matter. 195 was not complete. We lived in Shrewsbury. My father worked in Trenton. You couldn't drive across the state the way you can now. So they drew a circle around Trenton and found a house.
And the rest is history.
Yeah, the rest is history. So you also mentioned last night's program.
Yes, we had a cappella group.
Voices, the Spare Parts Vocal Band, and they were really, really good. It's unfortunate that it was lightly attended.
Okay.
Especially since it was such a nice day. But then I thought it's also musical week at the high school, so maybe there was a dress rehearsal or something.
What is musical week?
The week that they're putting the musical on this weekend, I believe.
Oh, okay. And what is Central's musical?
It's a Gershwin thing. Crazy in Love, Crazy for You.
I asked you.
Jennifer. It's crazy. It's a Gershwin.
Okay.
Crazy something.
Yes, something crazy.
Crazy.
But they were quite good. They sang Santana's Evil Ways.
Oh yeah,
that was really excellent.
So you sat in for most of the
show? I sat outside for about half an hour. Yeah.
Did the band appear happy?
No band. He was all apologetic that there was nobody.
Well, that's not his problem.
I said, no, that's us.
Okay, why don't we have Kara read what's going on tonight at the North County Branch Library. See if you can sell this program to our listeners, Kara.
Okay.
And just remember the sentence structure stinks.
Great, Jennifer.
From there to
you.
Here, Irish music with Patrick Clifford. Sounds cool. He's been performing and recording songs from the Irish tradition for over 2 decades. He is a host of WDVR-FM's Celtic Sunday Brunch and a founder of the Frenchtown Irish Music Session. Oh, and a guitarist for Hunterdon Musical Arts Fiddling Ensemble. So he does it all. He sounds like
it's
a cool
triple
guy.
Threat.
Sounds Patrick like an Clifford. Awesome guy.
So when, what time and where is this again?
It is Thursday, March 12th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And it is free and open to the public, which I'm pretty sure goes without
saying. As all our programs are. And if you want any information about any of our other programs, go to our webpage, aclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar on the lower right-hand corner. And all the information Kara just read and all of our other programs are at your fingertips, Jennifer. You can even sign up.
You can.
To reserve a seat for the program online. Or, Kara, what other way can someone reserve a seat for the... For the program.
Let's see. Oh, you can call?
Yes.
Is that what I'm supposed to say? Yeah. Call 908-730-6135. Or go online and do it, as my dad just said.
And this afternoon at the headquarters library, since March is Makers Month, Jim talked about Makers Day a little earlier, students grades 1 through 4 are invited to the library at 4 o'clock in the meeting room to explore Lego stations, model magic, and more.
Fun.
This Saturday, March 14th, the Celtic magic continues, Jennifer, with singer-songwriter Jody James. Also at the North County Branch at 1:30 p.m. this Saturday, Jody will be performing Celtic music with special attention on Welsh folk songs, legends, and traditions. Any Welsh in you, Jennifer?
No, just my bets.
Also this Saturday, maybe Jennifer can mention this. This is your program, right?
Yes. Author Marion Baer, she's a compiler and publisher of the book Surviving Cancer, Voices, Our Choices, along with special guests Megan McQuarrium, director and founder of the Elixir Fund, and Amanda Medina from the Hunterdon Regional Cancer Center will be here to discuss the book, which is a compilation of... stories and artwork that different cancer survivors created, and different testimony from doctors. And the book has just won an award and I don't have the correct flyer with the award on it. So Marion will be here Tuesday afternoon, Saturday afternoon. The program's going to start at 2 p.m., but Marion will be here for the rest of the day with her books and sitting in the lobby. All right, and with that, let's go to our first commercial break.
Hold on one second.
Have
one more.
Oh.
Fred Miller returns next Wednesday and Thursday at the 100 County Library in North County Branch. He'll be featuring Oscar snubs, Academy Award-winning songs between the years of 1934 and 1939. So that's 5 years. Songs that were snubbed. So how many songs are in a category? Five?
I'd say five-ish.
So the one he can't sing about, so that's four per year. So that's 20 songs total that he has to sing about. Isn't that a little specific for you, Jennifer?
It is.
34-39, wasn't The Wizard of Oz in 1939?
I believe it was.
Sound of Music? No, The Sound of Music was like in the 60s.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, so this is Fred Miller. He's a pianist, a singer, a narrator. Very popular program. We've had him performing at the 100 County Library for over 20 years. So that's Wednesday, March 18th at North County Branch at 2 p.m. The show is repeated on Thursday, March 19th at 2 p.m. at the 100 County Library. And now, as Jennifer is itching to do, we will go to our commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the Library Show after this.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or
You shouldn't give for the accolades. You shouldn't give for the back pats. You shouldn't give for the tax breaks either. At Jersey Mike's, we think you should give for one reason and one reason only. To give. Come into any Jersey Mike's location during March for our month of giving. And join us as we help support local charities across the country, all month long. It's your chance to get a tasty sub sandwich and help do something good for the community you call home. And on Wednesday, March 25th, Jersey Mike's is proud to be donating 100% of sales to a charity right in your own backyard. Jersey Mike's. Help nourish. Help flourish. Be a sub above.
Welcome back to the Library Show.
Be a sub above. Did he just say that? What does that mean? That.
I don't know. We have Jeremiah Harris on the phone. Do we?
Yes.
Excellent.
Morning, Jeremiah.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
That's Kara Thatch.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
That's my daughter, Jeremiah.
He's
Very
been
nice
listening.
To hear her. I have one question for her before we get into any other discussions. I wanted to know what inspired her to pick her current major.
Oh, Well, I've always grown up around art. My dad is an artist, as people probably know. And then my grandpa was always an artist, so I always wanted to do something with art. But I like the structure of photography, and it's what I kind of feel like I'm best at, more so than drawing or painting or anything like that. I was always interested in photography.
That's cool.
She's way better at it than I am. I'm terrible.
That's not true.
Okay, so we have Jeremiah. We're going to be talking about an upcoming event at the Huntington County Library coming in May called, is it called Comic Fest now?
Yes.
Great. Okay, Jeremiah, go ahead.
Well, we have lined up so far lots of games and activities that we're going to be having throughout the library. Again, it's going to be May 16th from about 10 to 4. We're going to have Wii games, PlayStation 3 games, some board games. We're going to also do a scavenger hunt throughout the library. And if the weather permits, we're going to try to have volleyball outside. We're also going to set up face painting and a drawing area for any children or adults that may want to draw. We haven't decided yet if we're going to like have a contest about that or not. We're also going to have little crafts for the children to make their own paper mache superhero. Not paper mache, but...
No paper mache.
Yeah, no paper mache. Too much of a process.
Too messy.
Yeah, to make their own superheroes. I was thinking about also having some staff dress up as superheroes or volunteers. We actually have some volunteers that are actually willing to participate to dress up as superheroes and maybe do a photo booth so that, you know, people are walking around taking pictures with superheroes, almost like what you see in Times Square in New York. And if the weather is permitting, we're also thinking about, you know, having some sidewalk chalk drawing and things like that. We're also going to hold a costume contest. You know, cosplay is the word that Jennifer doesn't like us to use. We're going to, you know,
what's the word?
Cosplay. COSPLAY.
I don't, what does that mean?
You dressing up as a character.
Okay.
Costume character.
What is the origin of that word?
I haven't looked it up. I'll have to Wikipedia.
We used to call it Halloween.
Yeah. So we're going to have that going on. We're going to set up also like a Marvel DC area. And while all of this is going on, we're going to also have some panels going. Mike Stewart, who also has done a program already at our library, he's going to stop by, hold a little discussion or hold a little panel. We're going to also have a digital comics panel that's going to be hosted by Robert Feldman. He has some writers and artists that are going to be coming along as well. So we've got a lot lined up right now.
That sounds huge.
Well,
awesome.
We wanted to make sure we had enough. I mean, I think we need more, but I mean, we're still doing okay.
No,
that's good. Jennifer's shaking her head over here.
We got plenty.
No, there's not plenty. He wants more. You keep going more.
Well, we're working with Caroline and Rob from the Book Garden in Frenchtown.
Yes. They're co-hosting the event with us.
Yes.
And Caroline, my daughter, has another suggestion because she worked at the Huntington Art Museum in their summer program last year. And Kara?
Oh, yeah. So I worked at the Huntington Art Museum at their summer camp last year, and I worked with a teacher who was very into comic books and anime and cosplay and all that sort of thing. I don't remember her name right now, which is terrible, but I worked with a lot of teachers. But if I did a little bit of digging, I'm sure I could look her up. She's local, and she would be great. She's a great teacher.
Awesome. We would definitely be willing to have her come by.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll contact her and extend an invitation for her to, I don't know, do a demonstration or I don't know what. She does anime or she just collects it?
She does it. She can draw like anything on command. That was sort of like her thing. When the kids did something good, she would say like, tell me something you want me to draw and I'll draw it for you.
Maybe so. We'll have her like as a character.
Yeah, she's very
something.
Into that,
yeah,
too.
Just a,
yeah.
Wow, she's just awesome. Very cool.
All right, so make a note of that, Jeremiah. I'll find the name and we'll reach out to her.
Awesome. I've already got it written down.
And it's also sponsored. The event is also sponsored by the Friends of the Huntington County Library.
Yes.
And First Second Books, a division of Macmillan, has already sent us a huge package of books and posters for giveaways. And Penguin Random House is going to send us.
My question is Jennifer going to dress up like a superhero? Because that would get me probably to come. To
Wonder
come
Woman.
Fest.
Kendra and I have, Kendra's also helping us out with this. We've been working with her and talking to her, trying to get her to dress up. But I think it's going to be a hard sell, but Kendra's still optimistic.
Jennifer, if you could dress up, I would rent you the costume. Who is your superhero that you identify?
I don't know, but I think I did a very good Luna. What's her name?
From Harry Potter?
From Harry Potter.
I love her.
What's her last name?
Lovegood.
Lovegood.
Is she a superhero, though, Jennifer?
No. But I'm saying I got into Luna Lovegood. I'll find a superhero to.
I was denied a lot of Star Wars areas and activities, so I can understand. Like Harry.
Well,
Potter.
I think we should have a Star Wars area because we have the really great Han Solo.
Well, that's all the genre though, so I think that all fits into I don't think you want to, Jeremiah. I'm sure you are dressing up as a Star Wars character. Is that true?
I really wanted to do Spider-Man and just like walk around and jump on things.
Yes, so. Spider-Man doesn't have a blonde streak though, Jeremiah.
I'm hoping that'll be gone by then.
Me too.
You wouldn't know. Spider-Man wears a mask, Jennifer.
No, I know. The last time I saw Spider-Man in Times Square, he had a heavy coat on. It was
he was probably smart.
Kind of took away from the.
Yeah.
All right. So, and I did hear from Caroline this morning, and we have. I don't have the email with me, but she's got something else lined up.
Awesome.
So we're going to meet again on Saturday and do some more fine tuning.
Well, this sounds spectacular. So what's the date again?
It's going to be May 16th from 10 to 4.
Yes, and Jim just made us some more save the date cards today.
And that's at the Hunter and Kenny Library in Flemington.
Mm-hmm.
So,
sponsored by the Book Garden, Friends of the Hunter and Kenny Library, and I think that's it. Yeah.
So far.
I'm looking forward to it. So we're working on promoting that and make this a huge event. So we will definitely be talking about this more on the radio show in the weeks to come.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeremiah.
See you Saturday.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That does sound very good, Jennifer.
Doesn't he? He's been working.
How do we get Jeremiah on the PR committee? That's my question.
I know. He has been working like crazy.
You are trying to stunt him.
I'm not trying to stunt him.
He's like going.
I know, but he needs to calm down because we have a ton of stuff. He's like not feeling we do, but you know,
squelch motivation.
I'm not squelching,
like that,
but he's got an hour for each presentation, but presentations will spill over. Like there's enough to fill the time, and you don't want people to feel like they didn't get to do everything they wanted to do.
Always leave them wanting more. That's
all right.
So if they don't get to do everything they wanted to do, they'll come back.
They will.
We just have different philosophies on life.
Oh, we sure do, Jim. That.
Okay, it's 11:30. We don't have news.
We don't have news.
Do we have weather?
It's optional.
Okay, it's not optional. Here, Carolina Thatch will read our weather forecast for Flemington for the next 5 days.
Okay, I can't see it from my microphone.
Okay, today, high of 47, low 26, and sunny. Tomorrow will be a high of 50, a low of 37, partly cloudy. Saturday, a high of 54, a low of 41, rain, 100% rain. Sunday, high of 50, low of 32, mostly cloudy. And then Monday will be a high of 56, low of 39, and mostly sunny.
No snow in that forecast. No. That's what we like to hear. Spring is finally here, Jennifer. I think we're going to have an early spring. What do you think?
We certainly have a mud season.
Well, that's all right. Better than...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's funny how you can get sick of snow. In December, early December, it snows. You're just over the moon about it. Now, if it snows, I want to murder somebody.
The last snowstorm we just had, it looked so pretty. Mm-hmm. I thought if it had been January, it would have been pretty. Now it's just annoying.
It was. Actually, the last snow was a very nice
very
snowfall.
Pretty.
But and I had to shovel
aftermath.
It.
I hate the aftermath of snow, that gross snow on the roads and the black snow. And ugh.
Yes.
Okay, so the second half of the show, we're just going to wing it, Jennifer. We're going to be all over the place. We've got Today in History. I believe Jennifer has some trivia. Did you mention?
I do.
Okay.
I have Today in History, though. Up.
You have Today in History also?
No, you have Today in History.
I do.
I have the music.
Oh, we ready to do that right now?
I'm ready to do that right now, Jim Thatch.
All right, let's do it. Is it playing?
It is. But it's playing low, so it doesn't cover your dulcet tones.
I love this song.
We were talking about this song last night, actually.
I heard Herman's Hermits do it.
Really?
Monday. And I was thinking about changing it, but that was next.
Okay, this is Today in History, Kara. Today is March 12th, is that correct? I picked some events that happened on March 12th in years past, and then we play another game where it's called name recognition. Someone who was born or died on this date, I know who they are just by their name, and I always ask Jennifer if they know, and it's surprising how many.
I'm only one.
So now there's two of you now, so it's self-explanatory. Let's begin. Okay, Jennifer, March 12th, 1894, Ankara. This is bottled and sold for the first time in Vicksburg, Mississippi by Joseph Biederhorn. What is bottled and sold for the first time in 1894 on March 12th?
Coca-Cola.
That's what I was going to say.
Coca-Cola is correct.
I was going to say that.
Excellent.
Your okay, father Jennifer. Always says, say it with conviction.
1933, March 12th, Franklin Roosevelt addresses the nation for the first time as President of the United States. These talks to the nation were commonly called what?
Fireside chats.
Fireside chats are correct. A little before Carolina's time.
Yeah, but I was right there listening.
You were right there listening.
1933.
Okay, 1993, on March 12th. The blizzard of 93 hits. This is 2 years before Kara was born. Snow begins to fall across the eastern part of the U.S. with tornadoes, thunderstorms, and high winds and record low temperatures. The storm, Jennifer, lasted for 30 hours.
Yes,
there's no
I know.
Question here. I don't remember the storm at all.
I do. Would you like to know how I remember?
How?
My grandmother died the day before.
Oh, my God.
And the East Coast was paralyzed. The grave diggers dug the grave, and then it got filled in with snow, and they had to go to immigration. They did not postpone the funeral. The wake was in Basking Ridge on Sunday, and I almost spun out on Route 287 because we couldn't get anybody to shovel our driveway, so my car was the only one they could get to, and I was the only one in the house who drove a stick shift, and my mother and sister were asleep in the back, and I almost spun out under a bridge abutment, and it was, and then the next day, it was like, sunny and 80 degrees and muddy as all get out. Yes, I remember that weekend very well. And people kept calling all the time. I can't get a plane out.
Okay,
I can't get there.
Here's my question to you then. This was your grandmother who died?
Mm-hmm.
And do you believe in reincarnation? Is there a chance she was reincarnated as the blizzard of 1993?
No, I don't know.
The timing is pretty interesting.
Impeccable.
Think about this for a moment.
I don't think that's how she would have come back, no.
By the way, let me just mention to Carol, let me get her thoughts on this. I had a great idea for a movie, which I'll actually bring up right now. But before that, I have a great idea, Carol, for a TV show book series that Jennifer and I have been working on. See what you think
like
about this.
Like a Game of Thrones sort of thing?
No, it's different. So when we were little, Jennifer and I were little, there were books. Do you remember the Hardy Boys?
Yes.
And Nancy Drew? Like little. So they don't have. Is there? Do you know of any mystery series out there now for kids or teens?
Not off the top of my head, no.
So this is my idea. They're twin girls,
mm-hmm.
and they have a dog. What did we name the dog?
We didn't name the dog yet, I don't think.
We need a dog. So they're twin girls. They're very close, right?
Yeah.
One girl disappears, goes missing. So the other girl, in series, tries to find out what happened to her. So I know it sounds terrible. You're afraid that she died. We find out that this girl actually time traveled.
Whoa!
So she's so the sister doesn't know this, but she's trying to find her, and the other girl's trying to get back to her. So they're trying to. So we've got a lot of elements working here.
It's
too much,
cool
or is it?
No, it's good. No, it's a cool couple. What age group are you targeting?
Like young teens.
Young teens.
So it can't be too complicated, but. Like I said, so this idea is yours. If you want to start writing a manuscript about it,
yeah, are you
going to
write the books
that.
For it too, or is
yes,
it just going to be the
write
television?
He's I wanted Jennifer to write it, but she hasn't really.
You don't know that
she's been dragging her feet.
Yeah.
Okay, but this is my idea for a movie.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
I've said on this show that my ideas are open. Anybody can take them, whoever's listening out there. This one I want to keep. This one is a brilliant idea.
It isn't Moonlight and Mistletoe, too, is it?
The greatest Christmas movie of all time.
Yeah.
Been discussed on this show many times.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Ironically, also about time traveling, Jennifer. So here's the premise.
Jim, you're going to time travel us.
Because I think it's popular. I'm trying to make money off of these things. All right, so there's a guy, the hero of the story. The whole movie, he's trying. He thinks he can build a time machine. and he's trying to keep failing, and the whole movie he's trying to build a time machine. And then at the end of the movie, you realize he had been successful, and he's been affecting time the whole time through the movie.
Well, that's pretty neat.
So then, like, events that have happened in his life, he's actually been, because he has been traveling in time. And you don't realize until the end of the movie that it was successful the whole time. So I think he has to die or something at the end.
And then they go into his,
whatever, his lab, and then they see all the stuff that he had been doing through the whole movie, and like, oh, wait a minute. And then he kind of...
So that's kind of like Forrest Gump, it's like the Back to the Future
moment.
Thing.
So kind of trying to wrap your head around that.
Okay. All right. Are we finished with Today in History, or is there more?
No, there's... One more Today in History. Okay, and finally, one more. On March 12, 2009, Jennifer and Kara... This person pleads guilty in New York to scamming $18 billion, the largest in Wall Street history. Who was this gentleman?
Madoff.
Bernie Correct. Madoff. Bernard and Jennifer is on a roll today. Okay, now our rank next name recognition game. These people have either been
born
or died on March 12th, Jennifer. And we'll give the first one to Kara. It's a layup for her. Born on March 12th, 1914, Julia Lennon. Wait. Who was Julia Lennon?
John Lennon's mom.
John Lennon's mother was born.
She was hit by a car.
And then, what was her fate, Jennifer? I mean, Kara?
Oh, she was hit by a car.
When John Lennon...
She died. Which mic am I in? This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so what happened? How old was John Lennon when this happened?
16?
He was a teenager.
How come if I talk about dead people, you make fun of me and you encourage her to talk about dead
this
people?
This is history. It's important
history.
She
has a fresh take on death, Kara, that I just find refreshing. So John Lennon was a teenager and his mother was hit by a car.
That's when they got close again. Yes. It's a really sad story, actually.
And actually, one of the reasons that bound Paul McCartney and John Lennon together, because Paul McCartney also lost his mother as a teenager. Mm-hmm. Interesting fact. Okay, Jennifer and Kara, born on March 12th, 1922, Jack Kerouac.
What? Just who was he?
Yeah.
An author.
There's a catch.
Name one book he wrote then. Correct. Author is correct.
On the Road.
On the Road. That's a correct answer. Born in 1946 on March 12th, Liza Minnelli.
Actress.
Judy Garland's daughter. Vincent Minnelli's daughter. New York, New York.
Okay, that's plenty. Did you know she was Judy Garland's daughter?
I
Do you
did,
know who
actually.
Liza Minnelli?
Yeah.
She was in Arthur. What else was she in?
I think she was in Arrested Development for a little bit.
Oh, that is correct. She was in Arrested Development. Very good. See, that's the correct answer.
Lucille,
yeah, but a little more
too.
Specific than just what they did.
Okay,
1948. These are easy today.
Okay.
March 12th, James Taylor was born.
Oh, my God. Aunt Val's hero.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Then you can name one of his songs because this is where I always get.
Oh, my God.
You don't know James
Fire
Taylor's
and
song.
Rain.
Thank you. Okay.
We heard it at the restaurant last night.
Okay.
There you go.
That was James Taylor. That is correct. Also, discovered, interesting, everything always comes back to the Beatles, discovered by the Apple Corps, Paul McCartney.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Terrible Christmas album, though.
Okay, this is kind of a reach here. I don't know why I put this one in. I was just probably... trying to be funny and stumping Jennifer. I didn't know Kara was going to be here. So
nice.
March 12th, 1953, Ron Jeremy was born.
Oh.
Ron Jeremy. Give me a hint.
There's no hints.
He was on Tosh.0.
Was he?
Yeah, for like a sketch.
So what was he? Who is he?
Isn't he like a porn star?
He's probably the most
really
famous male
porn star
of all time.
I would
He's
debate
really
that, but...
See,
okay,
so you know who
but aren't
was?
You? Aren't
why
you?
Why aren't you answering?
Aren't you a little
concerned? And why are you getting that correct?
You're
I don't
my
know.
Dad. Aren't you a little concerned? Why your daughter knows?
Okay, died on March 12th, 1955. Charlie Parker,
bebop, jazz.
Very good.
Charlie Parker plays bebop.
Okay, any idea what his nickname was?
Bird.
Very good, Jennifer. Okay, born on March 12th, 1957. Marlon Jackson.
I don't know this one.
He's Michael Jackson's oldest brother.
Not his oldest brother, but is one of the Jackson Five. Very good. 1968.
Your
Aaron,
dad made me name all the Osmond brothers one time.
Aaron Eckhart was born on March 12th, 1968. Aaron Eckhart.
Mm, he's as old as I am.
I don't know.
He's an actor. Most famously for Thank You for Smoking, Batman, The Dark Knight. He played Harvey Dent.
Maybe I should not be the one doing the comic.
I can picture him, yeah.
Okay, and finally died on March 12, 2001, Morton Downey Jr.
Oh, he was a talk show host and kind of questionable.
He's the father of...
Is it Robert Downey?
No, he's the father of... I'm making an analogy of that kind of talk show. What the word am I looking
Jerry Springer.
For? Yeah, the Springer type
Feed up your
talk
family.
Shows. He was the first one that had talk shows like this.
Beat that your family up.
They called him the Mouth, I believe. Morton Downey Jr. Okay, that's today in history. March 12th, kind of not terribly exciting as days go.
No, it was...
Okay, Jennifer?
All right, I have two different trivias.
Okay.
You can pick which one, but I want to make one library announcement before we get too carried away. Our downloadable audiobook and... ebook collection. Since February 2013, we've been part of Digital Library NJ Consortium. And then last year, 2013, we started our own EHCL collection. As of March 16th, we will be ending our relationship with the consortium, and it will be strictly EHCL. So if you have your apps are set for Digital Library NJ, go ahead and change them to EHCL. But we will still be providing audiobooks, but we will be now tailoring them to our patrons.
Why don't you explain to Karen what EHCL is?
That is our downloadable audiobook and ebook collection. That with your 100 and
so did you realize card. Through our webpage, Karen, that you could download audiobooks?
I didn't. Are they free?
Yes.
Awesome.
Everything at the library is free.
So you can download them onto what?
Your Kindle, your Nook, your iPad, your iPhone, your...
That's awesome.
Probably so that's your eyeglasses.
All free.
All free.
So we'll just have to explore. See, that's the youth today don't really realize how the library has changed. It's changing with the times.
Yes, it is. So do you want Sound of Music or game shows?
Both.
We'll take both, please.
So it's right up our alley.
All right, this one isn't really trivia so much. And I don't know if your father's ever told you, the station manager, Richard G., Sound of Music is his favorite musical of all
really?
Time.
Yes, he's lying. He
it really is,
musicals.
And he hates it. And these really aren't...
His famous line is, he said he wished the Nazis had killed the Von Trotts.
Oh my
That's
God.
The only thing he's not allowed to say on my radio show when he comes on.
That's awful.
It is. Yeah. But this week on NJ.com, Vicki Hyman wrote an article, New Jersey author, on The Sound of Music, 11 Things You Did Not Know About the Musical. And then that led me to Bustle.com with 12 Things You Probably Didn't Know About the Sound of Music.
Which we probably won't know.
It
was all a lie.
Actually. And I guess Lady Gaga sang The Sound of Music at the Oscars.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Really?
Yes.
Was she good? By the
Didn't
way,
Judy Garland come out or something too, and she was singing? I heard something about that.
Wouldn't be Judy Garland, because she's.
Oh no, you know who I mean.
Liza Minnelli.
Not Liza Minnelli.
Tony she sang. Bennett. By the way, no. Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga.
I heard him do an interview with why he did that. He was at a Lady Gaga concert. I guess it was in the Art magazine, maybe. You need to join ARP.
First of all, I can't believe Tony Bennett's even...
He was at a Lady Gaga, and he went, and she's backstage, and somebody comes up to her and says, Tony Bennett wants to talk to you. She's like, what? Tony Bennett, and her mother goes nuts.
Did
you
she
gotta
know
talk
who
to
Tony
him.
Bennett
yeah,
was?
Yeah. And she's like, you got to talk to him, you got to talk to him. And he comes back, and he's like, I want to do an album with you.
Yeah, didn't they make an album?
Yeah, and she's
they
like...
They have like a big concert on PBS.
Julie
yeah.
Andrews was who I met, by the way.
Oh, Julie Andrews
came out and sang Judy okay. Garland on my
That's
mom.
Right, yeah, she can come out. Judy Garland had come out. It would
yeah,
have been...
Yeah, no, that would have been something.
The ratings would have gone through the roof. So this is the 50th anniversary of The Sound of Music.
So are these in forms of questions, or...?
Not particularly. They're just...
Then what kind of trivia is
this? It's not
trivia.
It's interesting tidbits.
Brother.
I'm sure we'll come up with something.
Translated, Jennifer's hijacking the radio show.
I'm not. It's going to open a discussion. Did you know that The Sound of Music was the third movie about the Von Trapps?
No.
Two had been produced in Germany previously, in the 1950s. Do you know who played the lead on Broadway when it first was premiered?
Julie Andrews.
No.
Judy Garland.
Mary Martin.
Mary Martin.
Who was also
Peter Pan fame.
Yes. Mary Martin went to star on the Broadway show, and her producer husband saw a Die Trapp family
the German movie, and envisioned a stage show that featured the family's traditional songs. So they teamed up. They wanted Rodgers and Hammerstein to write a new number for the show, but they composed the entire show.
Got it.
The Von Trapp children were terrors. And in the musical, they were pared down to 12 governesses before Maria showed up. But do you know how many they actually had?
In real life?
20.
26.
Jeez.
Yep. Maria Von Trapp published the first memoir, The Story of the Von Trapp Family Singers, in 1949. And then in 1972, she wrote a memoir of Maria, her memoir, and she said she only made $9,000 from the sale of the book in 1949. That's it.
That probably translates to $25 million.
I know, but she didn't get any of the rights from the movies or the musical. Julie Andrews was on the top of the producer's wish list from the start, but there was an alternate list. Leslie Caron, Anne Bancroft, and Angie Dickinson to star as Christopher Plummer had originally turned down the film and the role of Captain Von Trapp. Can you think of anybody else?
What year was this again? The 60s?
50s.
50s? It was the 60s.
Well, yeah.
65. Famous 60s. John Wayne.
No. Walter Matthau, Peter Finch, Sean Connery, Bing Crosby, Richard Burton, Rex Harrison, Yul Brynner.
Bing Crosby.
Indeed.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Edelweiss. Edelweiss.
The biggest name in The Sound of Music at the time was Eleanor Parker. Do you know who she played?
That was the biggest name. She played the Baroness.
She played the Baroness because she already had 3 Oscar nominations. And that's why she got her own title card. None of the 7 young actors cast as children went on to have major Hollywood careers. But some of the other actors and actresses who tested did.
I know one. Lost in Space girl was on there. Was one of the Von Trapp kids. Penny from Lost in Space?
Okay. These are the people who tested and didn't make it.
Tested for,
for the roles. And we already talked about some of them today.
Judy Garland?
The Osmond Brothers.
Oh my God.
Really?
Kurt Russell, Mia Farrow, Richard Dreyfuss, Victoria Tennant, and Leslie Ann Warren. Do you know how many weeks The Sound of Music played at Broadway's Rivoli Theater?
A lot.
This is true.
100.
93. It's very close, Kara. And it is the second longest after Around the World in 80 Days.
We should be playing The Sound of Music in the background.
We were.
Oh, we were?
We did.
Timed it out.
That's gone?
It was really short.
All right. Little radio tip for everyone. Never have your bit go longer than your
music. I know, but last time when I played more music,
about other things too.
I started playing more stuff from White Christmas and he yelled at me, so I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, because Danny Kaye, you should hear this radio show, Carrie. Danny Kaye, I'm like trying to shout over him.
1976 was the first time The Sound of Music was on TV, and it earned 52% of the share. It puts it in the top 25 of the most primetime broadcast of theatrical films. Can you name any others?
Any other movies that what?
That were in the top 25 most primetime broadcasts of the theatrical films.
Mm. What?
Any idea?
No.
Gone with the Wind. They're the first two.
I was thinking musicals.
Yeah,
Love Story. Mary Poppins. Godfather. Jaws. Rocky. Planet of the Apes. And Wizard of Oz. Let's see it. Other artists have covered individual songs from The Sound of Music, including Sammy Davis Jr., Shirley Bassey, and the Four Tops. Johnny Coltrane, Sarah Vaughan, Perry Como, and Outkast sang My Favorite Things. Can you name anyone else who recorded My Favorite Things? Which, by the way, is not a Christmas song. I don't care.
It isn't a Christmas song. Tony Bennett.
Andy Williams, Rod Stewart. Harry Connick Jr. recorded...
Jennifer's a big Andy Williams fan.
The Lonely Goat Herd. Which I would really like to hear. I should have looked that up. All right. Now, these 12 things are
a
little...
The Lonely Goat Herd.
Yes.
Sing me... I don't remember how that goes. Sing me a little bit of it.
Leo, Leo, Leo.
Good. Keep going.
Okay.
We need puppets.
Oh, yeah. The puppet show. That's it.
Yes. We have 12 things, and some of these are a little tawdry, so you might like these.
Is this still The Sound of Music?
Yes.
Yeah, we have 12 more things.
Good Lord.
I know. There's like a lot of stuff out.
These are not a few of my favorite things.
Julie Andrews was not like the Maril Maria, who was a tyrant. And she had a serious temper.
Oh. I believe it if they had to keep those kids in line.
I know. And she was 25 years younger than Georg. The family did not climb every mountain to freedom. They took a train to Italy, where Georg was a citizen. So that was kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Christopher.
They didn't ford any streams?
No, they did not. Christopher Plummer requested a body double for Gretel. Do you know why, the little girl?
A body double? I don't want to know why.
She gained so much weight during the filming of the movie, he didn't want to carry her over the mountain.
Oh, my gosh.
He was really... And Friedrich had a growth spurt, and he was taller than the eldest daughter, Liesl, so she had to stand on apple boxes. And Kara, I'm sure, is going to know this.
Apple boxes? What kind of budget did this film
have? It was on the library budget. Louisa modeled for a magazine in 1973. Okay. And since you knew the answer to your father's other question, perhaps you'd know what magazine Louisa was in.
Vogue.
Oh, Playboy?
Yep.
Really? Oh, I wasn't thinking that question.
Let's see. We already know Christopher Plummer did not do the singing. Edelweiss is not a real Australian folk song.
Sure it is. I don't believe it. That would ruin the whole movie for
me. This is disappointing.
I know.
Thanks for this, Jennifer.
You're welcome. It was the last song.
I hate the music.
It's the last song ever written.
I wish the Nazis did.
Hammerstein. Mother Superior's vocals were dubbed as well.
Mother Superior did not sing. Nobody sings like that.
Well, somebody does.
Somebody sings like that.
Marjorie McKay sings like that. They had wanted Audra McDonald to sing, to do the dubbing. And Marnie Nixon also did the dubbing voices for Deborah Kerr in The King and I and Audrey Hepburn in My Fair Lady. And Natalie Wood in West Side Story. Julie Andrews did not have her Oscar yet because Mary Poppins had not been released. Liesl had a thing for Christopher Plummer, but who didn't?
I didn't.
But it doesn't solve the mystery.
Really? Christopher Plummer was a hunk?
Oh, yeah.
He reminds me of Grandpa.
Okay, now I'm creeped out.
Yeah, right? No, I don't see
Karen
it.
Karen doesn't have a thing for Christopher Plummer.
Okay. Okay, then. And we will never talk about The Sound of Music ever again. Does that make you happy?
I like answering questions. I don't know. Does this game show one have a
question? Yes, you can answer questions.
Is it in the form of a game show?
It is not.
We've got 3 minutes left, by the way.
I know.
All right,
I'll pick it up.
Talk it fast. I'll name the and we do have music playing in the background. I will name the game show host from the United States. You tell me the game show.
Okay.
Ready? Go. Mm. Louis Anderson.
He was Family Feud.
Ralph Benersky.
What?
Ralph Benersky.
Doesn't sound American.
Are these like new shows?
Nope.
Okay. No idea.
He did Wheel of Fortune for 1 year.
1 year?
Oh, for Christ's sakes. Jennifer. Jennifer.
Excuse me, for who? Who? You ever see Steel Magnolias?
Who filled in for Chuck Barris on the Gong Show for a while?
All right, name as many shows that Dick Clark hosted as you can.
Name That Tune, The Pyramid.
He did not do Name That Tune.
$20,000 Pyramid.
He did the $10,000, $20,000, $25,000, $50,000, and $100,000. He also did The Object Is, Missing Links, The Krypton Factor, Challengers Categories, It Takes Two, and Winning Lines.
Categories? Is it games?
It was.
Go ahead.
How about Bud Collier?
Oh, I know this.
That sounds familiar.
No.
Winner Take All, Beat the Clock, On Your Way.
Beat the Clock. That's
Feather Your Nest, To Tell the Truth, Number Please.
To Tell the Truth.
How about Bill Cullen? He did a whole bunch, too.
Bill Cullen did the one, the Newlywed Game?
No.
That was Eubanks. Bill Cullen did the one where Guess My Line or something like that.
He did Act It Out, Winner Take All, Bank on the Stars, The Price is Right, I Guess, Three on a Match, Winning Streak, The $25,000 Pyramid, Pass the Buck, Blockbusters, and Child's Play, Hot Potato, and The Joker's Wild.
Joker's Wild, that's what I'm thinking of.
How about Richard Dawson?
Family Feud.
He also hosted a...
Match game he was on, too.
UK,
oh, yeah, he was.
A UK show, Masquerade Party.
Okay, we don't care about
I
that.
I know, I'm just...
Even our UK fans listening to like,
it was an interesting side note.
Why is she saying this?
Art Fleming.
He did Jeopardy.
He did Jeopardy. Steve Harvey.
Family Feud.
How about Richard Karn?
Oh, he did Family Feud.
Yeah. Also Family Feud.
I never remember his name.
How about Tom Kennedy?
He did Name That Tune.
He did Name That Tune. He did Password Plus, Body Language, The Price is Right for a Year, Wordplay, Break the Bank. Jim Lang.
He did The Dating Game.
He did The Dating Game, The Newlywed Game, Spinoff, Give and Take, Bullseye, The $100,000 Name That Tune.
Oh my gosh.
Art Linkletter.
He
These
did
really aren't game shows.
Kids Say the Darndest Things.
Yeah, people are funny. That's really not a game show. How about Alan Ledden?
He did Password.
He did Password, Joker's Wild.
The word is
Liar's Club. Wink Martindale.
Wink Martindale did Tic-Tac-Doe.
He also did Boggle, which I've never seen, and I'm fascinated
Boggle
by that.
Boggle is a game show?
That was our favorite game as kids. I'm just saying. Gene Rayburn.
Oh, Match Game. That was my favorite show when I was little.
Creepiest
I was waiting
ever.
For Gene Rayburn.
Pat Sajak.
Oh, he's Wheel of Fortune, right?
Wheel of Fortune. Chuck Woolery.
Oh, Lingo. Smiler Game. Love Connection.
And Love Connection.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
he was the original host of Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, really?
With Susie Stafford. That's what I remember watching. Bob Eubanks.
He did the Newlywed Game.
And Alex Trebek.
Jeopardy.
All right.
We did better at the end there.
You did better at the end.
Okay, what time is it, Jennifer?
It is 11:57, which means we're at the end of our show. Thanks, Kara, for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Come back
Maybe
to summer
when come
you're back.
Back after she studies very hard in her last couple
yes,
months
Yes, and Jeremiah,
school.
Thanks for calling. I'm sure we'll be hearing from him in future weeks about the Comic Fest. So thanks for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call or go online. Until then. Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. A witness to the overnight police shooting in Ferguson, Missouri is sharing what he saw. Bradley Rayford tells Fox News much of the protesting had died down when shots rang out.
It was very calm. Two-thirds of the cops had already left the area, as well as some of the protesters had already left. So it was a very calm atmosphere. Believe that one of the spectators were the one that did the shooting.
Authorities say an officer from St. Louis County and another from the community of West Groves were hit when shots rang out from a nearby home while protesters gathered outside the Ferguson Police Department. The Obama administration is investigating two Secret Service agents accused of crashing their car into a White House barricade after a night of drinking. One of the agents involved is reportedly a member of President Obama's protective detail. A viral video of a racist fraternity chant is expected to generate more fallout at the University of Oklahoma. OU President David Boren says he expects more students to be disciplined and even expelled as the school continues its investigation into the video. This is USA Radio News.
How many more times is he going to need to come home drunk or high before you realize that, unless he gets professional help, things are never going to get better? How many more times is she going to steal from you to pay for her habit before you finally admit that you need an expert to help you get the treatment she needs to get her life back on track again? At the American Drug Treatment Centers, we specialize in helping you and your loved ones conquer the demons of addiction. Whether it's drugs or alcohol, our network of centers are ready to help you get the loving treatment your husband, wife, or child needs to get his or her life back. If you've been asking for a sign or a direction on what to do, then consider this ad an act of fate. Call 800-461-3594 today for the real help you need to make real change. Again, 800-461-3594. That's 800-461-3594. 800-461-3594.
The Obama administration is investigating two Secret Service agents who crashed their car into a White House barricade after a night of drinking. Joe Gomez has more.
It's another baffling embarrassment for the Secret Service. According to the Washington Post, two senior agents, one of them the number two person, and the president's security detail, the other a